Grant Doucetto here for Mitchell Now in KMIT. It is 4-H Achievement Day's coverage, and I'm out in Aurora County in Plankinton. I have Alexis Moore with me now. And Alexis, you're showing some sheep this year. So just kind of give me the rundown. How old are the sheep that you show, and what's it like preparing them for something like this?
So I'm showing roughly all in between ages. I have a yearling. I have fall, January, February. The process of it is really time and consuming. You have to get them halter broke, you have to walk them, wash them, learn them to how to like show and stuff, setting up, and you have to just be like patient with them, I guess, when walking them and showing them. Like sometimes they don't want to walk
sure.
or set up.
I have been talking to people who show goats, and they say that they are rather stubborn. Where would sheep fall in that category? Are they pretty easy to work with, or do they give you a little gruff at times?
I'd say at first they're kind of like the more on the side of goats being like rough and stuff, but once you like start working with them, they ease into you and they just start like cooperating with you. You can like work together as a team and stuff. They're a lot easier to work with.
Gotcha. So the more mature they get, the easier they are to work with.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the projects that you're doing too.
I did a wood one. I made a stargazing chair, I guess. Cut out wood, burnt it, and it like sits as a chair. You can just watch the stars as you're sitting there reading whatever you want. I did a painting one. I did a sunset with a like background of like flowers and a boo and stuff, kind of just cactuses, just like a little bit of a painting.
Gotcha. So cactuses, we're talking kind of a Western theme.
Yeah,
a
Western. That's what I could think of the word.
Alexis, thank you very much for joining me for this interview.
Yep, no problem.
We'll have more coverage here from Aurora County and Plankinton in a moment on KMIT.